Long
what up, people?
Radio.
What up, people? What up, cool world? What's going on, people? This is your boy, Blur, a.k.a. Calm, Cool, Collected, a.k.a. Mr. Pop It Off. Welcome to everybody for pulling over on the off-ramp. Filling in for your boy, Beach Bum Gun. He'll be tuning in later if I let him in. Otherwise, it's all me all night. We're here to talk some serious topics. How to save the world. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Nah, we ain't going to get into none of that BS, man. We're here to have a good time. It's the show by the people, for the people. Ain't no fat bitches here, though. Shout out to FUBU. We're going to keep it light and funny. Have a good time talking to everybody. Recap a few things. Go over a few things. I mean, let's get into it. We're going to... Let's see, what we're going to start at tonight. Obviously, for anybody just now tuning in, the call-in number is, I don't know, Gun don't usually know the number. I probably should know it, but I don't. We're going to figure it out, though, on the fly. If you're listening now, you already know the call-in number, so tell a friend to tell a friend. If you ain't listening now, then you ain't going to hear that I don't know the number. So that handles that. We all good. See who we're going to get on the line. We got a few people on the line now. Let me see if I can bring somebody in and get some introductions off. Yeah, I don't know nobody's number or none of that. So whenever I tag you in, just go ahead and pop off and state your name, where you from, all the good stuff. I mean, Gun, when everybody use aliases. Yeah, there you go. You know the procedure. I mean, you probably use aliases. I mean, I don't even care. State your real name. We getting flagrant, you know what I mean? Indict yourself. We all good.
What's going on, my brother? How you doing tonight?
I'm at you here, so you ain't need me then. You know what I mean?
Nah, man, I always need you. I see you on pause. Did you start the show and all that?
Oh, yeah, man. I ain't got no intro music or none of that. That's what I mean. By the people, for the people, all that good stuff. No fat bitches, though. So
oh,
shout
it doesn't have the music on your side? I thought it saved.
I ain't hear no music. I don't know what anybody else heard. I ain't hear nothing.
All right. Well, hold on. Let's do a quick intro real quick. Gather our talk. My man Blur on the running thing tonight, which is good because I gotta go make a drink. But we gotta get through. All right, Blur, you're still running things, man. I just wanted to, give the little intro music, man. What you got popping tonight, bro?
Oh, man, everything's good and solid, but I can't run things, though, man. I don't know no numbers. I can't see the call-in people or nothing like that. I just see numbers here. So, yeah, you're going to have to handle all that. I did have a question, right,
well,
though. I mean.
Go ahead. I'm going to let M Extra. I got you off mute. So, go ahead, Blur.
Oh, yeah, I just had a question, man. I mean, I ain't trying to jump in on no topics or nothing, but Elon Musk said Neuralink is going to start testing on human people 2022. What is it going to take for y'all to get the chip implanted in your brain? Who's signing up first, and
that's,
how much? How much is it going to take?
Nothing. There's not enough money that you can pay me to input a chip. Now, I've had a lot of surgery, so I don't know if there's already a chip in me. Well, you can't pay me. I'm actually, what you got? You getting a Neuralink chip?
what is that? I need more information. I got some.
You got
this
on me?
Nah,
things are
you can't hear
different
me
on my end because I'm not the host.
I hear you.
MX, you out there? He might have some.
Yeah, I was talking. You can't hear me? You can hear me, Blur?
But yeah, to answer your question,
I hear you.
I'm not getting that thing put in me. There's no way.
Why can't come here?
Gun.
There's no way in hell.
Gun.
That I'm going to get a chip. Put,
I
like,
think it's him.
I'm not the conspiracy guy, right? I'm not the guy who thinks that, you know.
What is going on?
There's the man that's trying to get us and trying to hurt us.
So we can hear each other destroying
black people from afar. I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with dude.
There's a whole bunch of rich people who, you know, control their riches and move things politically, of course. Yeah. Right? And that thing changes all the time. Like, you know. But I don't know, if you create something to be put in my body that can be controlled electronically, I'm not for it, Blur. You getting it? You like all this techie stuff.
Gun.
Blur. Are we having technical difficulties?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to send dude a message, man.
Blur,
let him keep talking, though.
Uh-oh. We might have to redo this, because they can hear you. Shout out to my mama. They keep calling your name. They can hear you, but you can't hear them. They keep calling your name.
Oh, yeah, mama going
hey,
to
so
the
Blur,
rescue.
Why can't you stay together? Like, what's going on with this, though? Like, what is the program? Like, what is it that they're inputting? That, what is it supposed to do?
Well, it's like it's not just a computer chip, but it's like, you know, the whole little setup computer chip. And it's right now they've tested it in mice, pigs, and monkeys. And it's right now it's just monitoring their brain pattern and like sketching out their brain pattern. But ideally what the goal is for it to be like to connect your brain to like a network or to like the cloud kind of. So I said how much to get you to sign up, but really he's going to start it off with people with brain damage and paraplegics. Quadriplegic still.
Okay.
Ideally, he believes it's going to help them move.
Move or communicate, right?
Exactly.
That's interesting. I think if I was in that boat, I think I definitely would, because at that point, it would just be something that I can't do anyway, so anything that can help me, almost like how they, you know, invented the computers to allow you to talk with your hand movements and stuff like that, it's like it would be that kind of experiment. Or like if you can't hear, you got those audio devices that you implant into your, you know, your head to, so you can hear. Like I think it would be along those same lines for those kind of people dealing with those kind of issues. So if I was in that situation, I definitely would consider getting that put in like inside my brain, if it were to help some kind of alleviate something from that aspect that I was already struggling with or I couldn't do.
But if you able body, you ain't gonna just automatically just start upgrading yourself.
Nah, I ain't gonna be able to do it. Not gonna be able to do
it. New York, you out there? You getting on it?
I think New York.
So now you can hear us then? Beastle?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we always can hear you.
Oh yeah. I had a little technical difficulties when I'm hooking up the mic. Paul's had to fix some things that I'm not the host. It's a little different, but New York's on now. New York, go ahead.
What it do? What's going on? How's everything going? Hold on. You just threw me to the wolves. Like, y'all mean, what's going on? You said New York is going on right now. What happened?
See, my bad. It's a little bit flustered because I came in late and extra money. Thank you again. Blur, thank you again. He opened up and hosted the show, so he called you. So I had to turn my screen off real quick. So I thought you were already on. Blur, go ahead, ask your question. New York, you can introduce this topic. I got to do a couple of other things to make sure nothing else messes up.
Oh yeah, well New York, I was saying next year, Elon Musk said in 2022 he's going to start experimenting and putting Neuralink in humans. Now Neuralink is the computer chip, like the whole computer chip and putting it in your brain. Now, ideally, it's to help like people with brain damage and people paraplegics and quadriplegics to help them communicate and possibly move again. But that's just the beginning.
Ideally.
Pretty soon it could be used for a lot more things. How much is it going to take for you to sign up? Like, what do you got to offer you to sign up to put your name on the list?
Oh, nah. Oh, nah. By the time, what's it called? You said that it's going, he expected to go live next year, 2022?
That's what he said today.
Oh, nah. Yeah, it's going to have, it's going to take some brain damage. It's going to take a lot of that shit for me to put a chip inside my head. What? Nah. Nah, see what? Ain't nobody touch it. Ain't nobody open no what's it called? No surgery or you know what I mean? On my brain matter until something detrimental happened. And even if something detrimental happened, I don't even know, you know what I mean? I think it's my time to go at that time. I don't think I need a chip in my head to make me live longer or make me, you know what I mean? I don't know. That shit crazy. I can't even just fathom that thought right now.
If you were deaf, and they said you can hear again with a chip in your brain, would you do it?
Nah, I learned American Sign Language. What you talk about? There's a whole community out there like that. You know what I mean? Hey, what?
And there's also a community out there that get that.
At the end of the day, my hearing goes, but I guess my hearing goes. I spent my whole 28 years blasting music in my ears. I mean, I get it.
Tell them, New York, you've been doing sign language for decades.
The ones that know.
But don't this seem like when people, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when you were thinking, the 21st century, don't you think this is something that we should have already had? Or I feel like this is something this the next step to making a cyborg and stuff like that, computer chips in your head and everything, or in your wrist or something. I feel we've already been headed toward this path, and we just taking that very next step. I feel like this is actually technology we should have already had.
I mean, I feel like flying cars for this.
I mean, I know what you're saying, Blur, and I kind of agree. I mean, if they're going to be able to implant a chip in you that's going to be able to, help with life, technology has been great for that for us. It's furthered, this damn kid let my sister's dog out with a diaper on. So now my sister's deaf and blind dog is in the backyard trying to take a shit with a pamper on. This can't be life.
Yeah.
It's the type of shit I deal with. But, yeah, so, if you're going to tell me that, inputting a chip can help you see and hear, when you couldn't, or help you be able to walk if you had, a brain injury or something, it'll fire those neurons. Great. I'm all for it. My only question is, what are you giving up? I mean, the internet has been such a great thing. GPS to me is the greatest invention everywhere. Look, you hear this dog barking because his dumbass can't get up the deck. The greatest invention ever to me is GPS, simply because no one can ever get lost again. If we think about
I don't know about that.
That's genius. You can't. How could you ever get lost? You got GPS.
Well, it depends on
up every time.
Yeah,
would
and it depends on the cell service. It depends on the cell service too. You know what I mean,
let's not be too technical. I mean, yes, if you don't have any cell service, you can get lost. But you can theoretically put your address in, put LA in, and make that drive, and you won't get lost. You don't need a map anymore. You don't need a bunch of sheets for MapQuest. Huh?
I said if it's already existing development. But if it's not,
right, that's
it. You got to rely on humans to kind of map that out.
Yo.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember just going on trips back in the day and you had to print out the MapQuest directions? And if your family take the wrong exit and they start arguing in the car, yo.
That's what I'm saying. It's the greatest invention.
It is the greatest
ever.
There's another level to this. I'm gonna ask y'all in just a second. But Queen, I see you out there. Queen, welcome to the off ramp. Thanks for pulling over with us. This to you.
how much is going to cost for you to get the Neuralink put in, for you to put your name on a list? The Cybertruck puzzle finally come out next year, too. Can he give you a Cybertruck? What if he gave out a Cybertruck with every Neuralink implant?
You said a Cybertruck?
Yeah, the Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh, no, I wouldn't get that. I'm okay with whatever I'm driving right now.
So what do you got to give you to get the Neuralink?
A Cybertruck is vicious, though.
Is it, what is it? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm like lost a little bit. What is the Neuralink? Can you explain to me what that
is? It's a computer chip implanted in your brain.
Oh, no, I would never get that. Because then whenever you get stuff like that, they're trying to control you and what you do and how you live and trying to see where you go or how you think.
Imagine you being able to respond to a Facebook or post to Twitter by just talking. And that joint just comes in your eyeball. So you just like, boom, respond to Twitter.
That is true. We are controlled by our phones, because every single time you talk or you say something, your phone is listening to you. And technically, like, say if you go on Google or something, your phone's going to go ahead and look up what you just was talking about.
That's where I think the next level to this is, because essentially the evolution of the Neuralink is going to replace your cell phone. Instead of having to carry a cell phone, you already have your cell phone implanted in your head 24/7. So I know we all saying we wouldn't get it, but what happens when the world around us adapts to it? Like the example you talked about, like how, you know, once you get cell phones, you no longer remember telephone numbers anymore because it's always saved. Like that used to be a way of determining someone's memory, like if they can remember the number of telephone number they can remember. You can't use that as a test anymore because nobody remembers telephone numbers. If everyone has Neuralink, like, you don't have to remember anything because you're constantly connected to a server or to the cloud. Like, imagine having an infinite memory. Like, imagine going into your job and everyone else around you is just recalling facts and numbers and data just like that, and they ain't got to look nothing up, but you do. Pretty soon, you're going to be the odd man out. You're going to be replaced. I think that's the next level to is when everyone else around you has it and you don't.
So I got a question about that, right?
I mean, if we think about it, I got you. Hold on real quick, New York.
Oh, my fault, my fault.
If everybody has it and you don't, that's okay. Like, our grandparents survived without, you know, getting in all the technology that we're into. Like, we don't have to have everything.
I mean, did they survive or did they get replaced by machines? Like, that's the commercial now with the little chick, she, like, trying to drill holes, but then they got the machines doing, like, 90 holes a minute, and she can only do 4. Pretty soon, you just obsolete.
Well, go ahead, New York. What you going to say?
I was going to say, if we doing the Neuralink, if we link the servers, right, like AWS and all that, right? AWS just went down an outage like a couple of days ago. Yeah, you know I mean, what happens to that? We got the little implant in our brains. The server go down, then what? Then what?
You dead.
Well, now you ain't gonna be dead. But like, what happens when your cell phone die? When your battery die, you gotta call somebody. You just gotta suffer without it for a little while. You have to figure something else out.
But how though? How? What if you were in an emergency situation and you try and call your next of kin? You trying to call your next of kin, and you can't even reach the next of kin because, oh, you got the neural implant, you know what I mean? But you don't memorize the number.
That's the thing. Like, you ever get locked up and you ain't got your phone on, you can't call your lawyer, can't call your girl, you're like, yo, I'm just going to have to sit this one out. And you hope that the cop doesn't get your phone out. You just, I mean, sometimes that happens.
But the thing about what you're saying, New York, is that the fact is that when that happens, they already know where you're at. So you're already connected. So where you're at is going to be where you're at. And we're not replacing your brain. It's not replacing your brain. So you're still going to be able to think and have cognitive thought. It's just connecting you to a system that's bigger than you. It's almost like that whole 6 degree separation is now like 3 degree separation because of social media, right? So everybody can see. So like same how you go on when Facebook started, like when it first started, right? You never knew like your friends and my friends, and now we got mutual friends, right? Even with LinkedIn, how it goes on the whole first connection, second connection, third connection. So even your third connection feels like they got, you know, they know you because they know you through your first and second connection. So that's what this is all about. We're already doing it and connecting in that kind of way, but it's just, you know, expanding on that.
I got one more question, right? Where is this chip going? Is it going in my frontal lobe? Yeah, I mean, is it going in the left side of my brain, my right side of the brain, my cerebral cortex? Like, where's it going? Like, you going to lodge it in my
brain? You know
brain?
What?
Like, where's it going?
I don't know the exact, like, part of the brain, but it's like, imagine, like, a hearing aid that wraps around the back of your ear. That's where it's at. That's a Neuralink. It's like a Bluetooth that wraps around the back of your ear. They got diagram for it. They already got thing. Then it goes right there, so behind your ear.
Now my question is not to dismiss you, New York. How do you charge that motherfucker? Am I plugging my face up to a USB? Because them shits be hot. I don't know if y'all got the bootleg China USBs like I got. When I go to unplug my phone, them joints be humming. Can y'all hear me?
Not even that. If you touch, you know what I mean, even your computer charger, you know the little block? I don't know if y'all got little Windows, HP, PCs, you know what I mean? When you hook it up to your computer, after a certain while, that little block that connects that little, you know what I mean, the port that goes into your computer and the middle point between the one that go in the wall, that shit get hot, especially if you wrap it under covers. You chilling in your bed, you thinking everything's sweet and gravy. Oh, you taking calls and team meetings from your bed and all this other stuff. You got that shit wrapped in the covers, you can start a fire, B. You can start a fire.
You can start a fire with those pants, Drew. Hey,
pacemakers. Do pacemakers have to get charged up and stuff like that? Or how that work?
Pacemakers don't have to get charged up. It's inside your body.
But you have to get pacemakers replaced every now and then.
The boogie is, do you want to be controlled? Do you want mind control? It's not gonna. You're not gonna control the chip. The chip may control you.
See, that's my conspiracy. I love my cousin. Do you think they're really gonna control your mind?
Do you think that your mind cannot be controlled?
I don't think my mind can be controlled. And even if they could control my mind, what would they want with it? Like, my mind is filled with some scary shit that I don't even like to share.
Okay, so I wouldn't even want to believe this, but do you know that parasites in your body can control your mind?
A parasite, like the ones that like eat your brain?
Yeah, but they can exist in your system and control your actions and thoughts.
So what do they be doing? Well, that's like schizophrenia, right? Well, not schizophrenia. That's like
well,
actual,
maybe
like,
that person has. With schizophrenia, really has parasites in their system. It's controlling their brain. It's confusing them.
I wanted the parasite that, like, where you can eat a bunch of food and not gain weight. What do they call it? The tapeworm? I've been trying to get a tapeworm for decades.
No.
Trying to get
no,
a tapeworm is crazy.
No, yes. What? Do you know how long them shits is? They can grow. They can grow. Like, nah.
Control your mind. They can control your actions, control your involvement in things, and basically control society.
See, I don't go that deep. I don't think it would be that big of a deal. Because, I mean,
I don't think it would be much different than the way people say you're actually controlled by, like, the social experience or whatever that movie was. When they're saying, like, hey, they are, I mean, forcing you to think about certain things and how they're manipulating your thoughts by the ads they show you and the posts they show you and what they don't show you. I mean, I guess it would be an extension of that, but just like that, I think you have free will to, like, ignore stuff like that. I don't feel like I'm controlled by social media and Facebook posts. I don't care what they show me or don't show me. I'm going to think for myself.
If I show you five different foods and tell you one is bad and I'm going to tell you only one is good, I guarantee you're not just going to be like, I'm going to make a decision just to eat the one that they just told me is going to kill me tomorrow. Right? I can control you from that. Right? That's just
no.
social.
You know
that's
what made me think about
food.
Being controlled
that's
by
exactly
parasites? They said that there was a parasite.
Hold on, because let me have this conversation real quick. Go ahead, because I want to rebuttal that. I don't believe that at all.
I'm saying something you're unfamiliar with. Yeah, so what I'm saying is that people through marketing, right, marketing techniques, and through any kind of, if you want to go what's already happening in present day, right, like that's being done already. Social experiments, being able to drive. Instagram is on Capitol Hill right now based off of all the negative connotations that come with adolescence and how they drive young girls to do and think that they're supposed to be a certain way based on body image. It's happening right now. I mean, they take one thing, drive you to another thing, and it's all related based off of one click. Like, it's driving you there, right? Like, there's a reason why we can socially think that rappers buying jewelry and bling and all that other kind of stuff is a thing. Every time somebody gets signed, what they go get a piece, right? Now you got young boys thinking they just go get a Jesus piece, right? Like, that shit ain't happening because I was like, oh, I'm just saying it didn't happen because you woke up one day and was like, I want a Jesus piece. You saw somebody with it, right? Because I told, and if I'm the person making them, I told this guy, and I'm marketing to all these influencers, right? That's why it's a thing called influencers, right? Because we're influencing people's decisions.
You don't have to break down the word influencers.
I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that you still can decide whether you want to get it or not. I'm just saying that's how it's currently being used today, right? And it is influencing people's buying decisions, people's eating habits. I mean, the fad diet, you know what I mean? You get one celebrity talking about this, she lost 20 pounds on a fad diet. I guarantee you, at least 15% of Americans going to try that fad diet.
I mean, that's okay, but that's not in my mind. Okay, maybe I just have a different viewpoint of control. Like when Cuz is talking about like they're going to control your mind, and you're saying it's happening on every day on the internet. I mean, I take the caveat that 50% of the world is idiots. It's probably higher than that, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I honestly believe it. There's a lot of dummies out here. I see it all the time. The original example you gave me, somebody put like something like five things in front of me and said, hey, this one's bad, don't eat it. Like, if I know where it comes from, then I'm not going to trust the judge. Like, oh, you're just saying it to say it, right? But I understand what you're talking about now is marketing to people who would appeal. Like, if you wanted to be a rapper and you see Jay-Z with a big gold chain, you're like, hey, I want to be like Jay-Z, so I'm going to get a gold chain. I think that's just normal. It happens in sports. If you love basketball and you love Steph Curry, you want to be like Steph Curry, so you watch videos and you shoot and you try to emulate Steph Curry. I understand how that happens on the internet, but when you're saying controlling, I picture, and maybe this is why I'm far off, and Blur, you can help me out. You can jump back in. I'm sorry to take so much time. What's my baseball player name? The Yankee. I want to call him Jesse Jackson because to me it looked like Jesse Jackson. Reggie Jackson. When he was walking with the gun and couldn't turn it off. Like, that's what I – when y'all say mind control, that's what I think of. But y'all not going that far. You're just saying that it can just influence you more now than it already does.
Yeah, because I'm saying look at the vegan movement, right? How did most people start being vegans? It was because a video came out to figure out how they showed people how beef was being processed, right? People stopped eating pork because people showed how pigs were being slaughtered and the treatment and what they were doing and what they were feeding them. And then all of a sudden, when you was great eating bacon growing up, all of a sudden now you like, man, I ain't eating that swine, and now everybody is 5% of Muslim type of shit. But you know daggone well you love bacon and shit. vegan movement started the same damn way. A couple movies came out, all of a sudden everybody wants to be a vegan now because of how, when what they saw on that movie and what the internet.
Well, it is all marketing. It is all marketing. I think it's more than just that, though. I think it's multiple sources and information. I think, like, not only did people see how pigs are being slaughtered, but I think they thought, you know what? Eating his bacon is causing everyone in my family to have health issues. I think you get multiple sources of information, and the more you learn about something, you decide. Veganism became a thing. Like, yeah, maybe it was a fad at some point. You're like, hey, you know what? Those people over there, I thought they was crazy, but now the more I read about it, the more information I get from other places, maybe that's not a bad idea. Maybe I don't need to be eating animals at all. Now, if you're going to implant something in your head that can constantly feed you stuff like that, then, yeah, I think over time you will be more susceptible to it. But I think I hate to call people weak-minded. I know that's what Gunn does. you caught a stray out there. But, sorry, you caught that stray.
No,
I'm just saying, like.
No, I agree.
Like,
but my
daughter,
when she became a vegan,
you're going to fall. You're going to follow it at some point.
Go ahead, Kaz, jump in.
Like my daughter, like we're talking about veganism and it's being perpetuated by things in media or whatever. But my daughter, she became they stopped eating meat at 10. So what was it that she just made a conscious choice? So I think, is it that maybe people are just making more conscious choices? You know, food is addictive.
What
you got McDonald's, huh?
No, I thought you were.
Yeah, I mean, things like McDonald's.
But yeah, that's the thing, though.
You know.
Somebody had to show them that, hey, this is better than that, and this is better than that, and this is worse than that. So, yeah, somebody had to put that information in front of them, and they had to choose to believe it or not.
Absolutely, because my daughter's a pescatarian for that same reason. I was like, yo, why you all of a sudden don't like eating bacon no more? Because I saw this video, Dad, I don't like that shit. So she's a pescatarian, been a pescatarian for 3 years. So I get it, but I'm just saying when we were growing up, there was no video talking about. There was no video shown to us on that, and we didn't have access
to that.
But they
were telling us in school.
And there was nobody out here in my family talking about I'm a vegan or a vegetarian. Like, I'm just talking about the whole movement behind it. I'm sure there was people that existed that did that and lived that clean lifestyle, but I'm just saying we weren't exposed to that. Now it's like people – it's more easily exposed to those kind of things that can change one's eating habits, successfully do it too, right? And that didn't come just because – someone picked up and woke up today talking about that. It was because of the information that they were now having access to, is what my point is.
Yeah, we definitely live in an information age, which I think can be part of the problem, though, too, because for everything, like, for every source that say, hey, you know what, this vegan diet is the way to go, I could find another, maybe two more sources that say, hey, this keto diet is the way to go, and another one that says, nah, forget all that. There's actually a person who has a cooking show that only cooks fried food and says this is a healthy choice, fried everything. And they actually come on, I think, Fit TV. So, yeah, there's going to be just a sea of information out there. You just got to sift through it and find out what you believe and what you don't.
So is this chipset going to help us decide that then? Is that chipset just going to be like, yo, you're just supposed to be that way? So then that's what we're talking about in terms of the mind control, right? Because that chipset's going to kind of make that cognitive decision for us and be able to decipher through the bullshit and then be able to point us into the right direction because it can process all that data and spit out what we should be ingesting and what we shouldn't be ingesting, because it's a lot of garbage, right? Like, and the same thing with Beats Bum is saying, there's a lot of dumb people in there. So I'm thinking a chipset would help the people that he called dumb make better decisions about what they should and shouldn't be doing.
I mean, because
I think
you make a good point, Max, because, like, I'm one of those New York, you jump in right after. I'm one of those, like, dumb people when it comes, like, I've been struggling with my weight. It's one of my weaknesses. It's one of the things that I can't overcome. You know, even though I work on it, I try, and then I fall back. But, you know, drinking too much, you know, eating too much, smoking too much is one of those things that happen to me. It kind of would be dope to have a chip in you that says, yo, I know you're hungry, you see that plate of nachos, but if you eat, you know, you can only eat a quarter nachos if you want to reach your goal that you inputted into me. Or, yo, you bought this and you got this in your fridge. It's going to take you 20 minutes to grill that piece of chicken. Grill three pieces of chicken. You'll be just as full as if, you know, you'll have, you know, better food calories than if you eat a whole pot plate of nachos and just eat 3 chicken breasts, and you'll still have the same feeling. That would be kind of dope, but, you know, if they're going to make me, you know, choke my wife out and beat her because somebody just wanted to see me on the screen beat a woman, I don't want to have that either. I just want to know what the capabilities of it is. But, you know, it sounds interesting. Mirror, go ahead. Jump in. Remind me to come back to the pescatarian because I want to talk to your daughter. But go ahead, New York.
The one thing that I had about this chip, like when it gets implanted in your brain, like we're not people that were made to get like technology implanted in our brains. So I mean that's got to be a side effect. Like there's going to be detrimental effects to that, right? It has to.
I mean, it depends because we weren't the people to have like remote control battery pacemakers implanted in our heart. But I mean, it keeps people alive. I mean, my dad, before we had the transplant, had the thing in his stomach to like drain his kidneys or whatever. We weren't meant to have that. But, you know, as technology goes, people got to evolve.
Yeah, let me throw this out. What if the brain is a big chip? What if we were designed with the big ass chip in our brain? Right?
Here
like
we go.
The brain is just some like something that wasn't implanted in us, right? And if we look at the evolution, right? Well, then where do we come from? Where do we morph into? So what if someone did just put this big-ass chip in our head, and that's what we call in the brain? And that's the reason why we can come back to the circle of, like, I wouldn't say life because that's lack of a better term, but just circulating, like going saying, this is why I can control what you're doing, because we all have cognitive functions and neurons and electricity running through our freaking brain with those pulsating shits if you ever got a brain scan done. So that's absolutely the same kind of cognitive thought that we're talking about and absolutely be reproduced. Just saying.
Hey, can I jump back to the pescatarian stuff? I'm not sure. Is your daughter around?
She a trauma.
Oh, okay. Because I just want to know, right? Because like y'all said, I don't mean to jump back and forth, but I have the same beef. Or hey, cuz, is my little cousin around? I know she running the streets. I know she old. I know she ain't nowhere near you. I know she out in the streets. I don't even know why I asked. Like when you say you saw this video of what happens to cows, and now you don't want to eat meat, but you eat fish. Like, you ain't never seen them Indians stab them fish with them long-ass spears? Like, that don't bother people?
Bro, I tried to show her farming, how they farm fish, and then that just kind of took her of just, like, certain fish.
I mean, fish can't scream. That's the big problem. That's it right there. If fish could scream or make facial expressions, then we might care. But since they can't make facial expressions and we can't hear them scream, then, I mean, we cool to kill them.
And that's my question with like vegetarians too, because vegetarians will say I don't know the whole terms and all. It's like the LGBTQABCDEFG. I don't know what is what, but the people who don't eat any meat and just eat vegetables, like because they don't want to harm animals, they think is bad. But like plants are a living thing. Just because we can't hear them scream, like when you chew it on that piece of lettuce, you eating a live thing. Like what's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know. Under that same premise, it would.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, and that when you look at it from a living perspective, then there is no difference.
Right, and that's why I wanted to talk to your daughter, because I just want to know, like, what's the difference? Like, and I'm not here to judge you, like, because I don't care. You know, eat what you want. Honestly, I should probably just eat vegetables. It might help my weight problem, right? So I'm not here to judge anybody.
I don't know if she would have had an answer for you because I don't think she thought that deep about actually plants or fish living. I think she just was I know when she turned because she tried to get me to watch the same damn movie. And I watched a little bit of it. And then I was like, nah, this is the same thing. Like, same thing. That was it.
Go ahead. I'm finished. I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Go ahead and say your question, because I do have a funny story about DJ Z-Sire. I think pescatarian has to do with a level of the income. And shout out to all the black vegetarians, because you're only a vegetarian because you got money. But go ahead, cuz.
Well, my Chelsea started at 10 years old. We were in the supermarket. I'm eating, like, I saw some ribs with gravy on a food bar. I said, I got to put it on there. She said, she ain't eating no meat. I said, you eat back for them ribs. That was 13 years ago. So she just made her mind up, and I just think people are just making their mind up. And now me, I've tried. I like meat. I start feeling weird if I don't eat meat. I just had a ham sandwich. You know, I just think that, you know, the world is evolving. You know, there's a battle going on in the world, and people are picking sides, and that's the side she chose.
But, and I agree with that, right? Because, like, it don't matter, eat whatever you want. It's one of those things where, like, I'm so happy that, like, so many people I know are in a position where they can choose to just not eat meat. Like, they have the income and the knowledge to and the freedom to decide and be able to provide whatever lifestyle they want to choose. Like, that's dope, right? I just wonder, like...
Well, I mean, I got a crazy story. I was hanging out with Bill Cosby's daughter, and she said Camille stopped eating meat while she was pregnant with her, and she was a vegetarian, Erin. And so when I was having Chelsea, I stopped eating. I didn't really eat a lot of meat. So secretly, I kind of feel like maybe she just never really liked me anyway.
Hey, look, and that could be what it is, because I always wonder, like, kids who are allergic to, like, peanut allergies, like, is it because, because I forced DJ C-Siren to eat a bunch of peanut butter. I'm like, you ain't going to have my kid out here allergic to peanuts. Now, he don't have to eat them, but you ain't going to have him. Like, you better eat this peanut butter. Like, I was stuffing peanut butter in my face while she was pregnant. But, you know, like, I think it's dope that you're able to provide, you know, that type of lifestyle. But I think it's really a function of, you know, income level. Because if you're poor, you don't get it. You don't get to have that choice. Like, you know, there's a whole bunch of people out here in, like, you know, the backwoods of the country who don't have the income level to. It's funny because they probably have the land to be a vegetarian because they can just grow their own vegetables, but income-wise, like, so they got to eat meat. They got to have that protein. You know what I mean? So, you know, I also think it's an income level. It shows where America is, you know, in the world and able to do that type of stuff, man. I just don't have – I don't know how anybody can just stop eating bacon. I'll never give it up.
You know, if I grew up and I told my mom I wasn't eating, I would have been the fattest kid on the block, because all I would have been eating was mashed potatoes, greens, and green beans, you know, and some tuna fish. So, like, that's all I would have had to eat, because she damn sure wasn't going to cook me no healthy meal. Like, it was a great Salisbury steak, fried chicken type. That was kind of how we grew up in. So it wasn't going to be
your mom and that cornbread.
It'd be good if I kind of make that decision. I don't think we had that kind of means to be able to be like, all right, I'm just going to just adjust so, and I know what I'm doing. Well, I would have had mac and cheese every night. Like, that was, like, it just wouldn't have been good. I would have been a fat boy.
Right. Let us go bad. You can't keep lettuce in your house for a week.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, it would have been a starchy day for me. Every day would have been starch.
I would love to talk to a vegan to figure out how they got there.
Well, you know, somebody said something about his daughter feeling empathy for, like, seeing a movie. Well, when Chelsea was little, she used to use excuses like the poor animals and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. I think it's just could be people's makeup. Everybody has a different makeup. I don't know.
True. All right. Good stuff. I mean, I don't know how we got the veganism from your New York Queen. Y'all got anything? Do y'all eat? Y'all from the hood? I know y'all get five wings and fries.
Hey, what? The three pieces in the iced teas with the combo on the side. Mm-hmm. Say what? Exactly. What? I cleaned the chicken bowl. What?
Mm-hmm.
Who invented the term chicken box? Because, Blur, refresh my memory. We didn't grow up with that language. Like, we didn't call it a chicken box back home. But when I got to Maryland, they called it a chicken box.
Yo, real talk. I ain't never heard chicken box until right now. You saying it right now, the first time I ever heard someone say chicken box. What is that?
Well, you know, when I went to Jamaica, and they sold box food, so maybe that's what. All
right, one at a time. Go ahead, cuz. I'm going to let the lady go first, and then MX for you up next.
You know, I mean, I remember going to Jamaica, and then they go, oh, you go get a box lunch, box food, you know. And so, I don't know, maybe we adopt things from other places. You know, it is in a box if you go get Popeye's.
What did you call it? What did y'all call it over up north? You just got five wings of fries.
Yeah, and I mean, in my career, we went to KFC and then we had the bucket. You got a bucket of chicken. I ain't never heard of a box.
A bucket of chicken, but we had churches down in D.C., right? You're going to get a box of chicken. You know what I mean? Get chicken and mumbo sauce is a box of chicken. That's what it is. If they put that chicken in a box and put some, you know what I mean? Like, that's just a box of chicken. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where it's come from because, I mean, churches now, and I see the box, but, I mean, we had KFC in Camden, and, you know what I mean? That's what we ate.
Yeah, well, you got but you're right. At KFC, you got a bucket. You got a box of chicken. When you was at churches, you got, or the chicken and mumbo spot, you got a box of chicken. See, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess. And that might
Extra, is this just a Baltimore thing? Because, like, you're even talking about something different than me. Because when we was in Baltimore, we go to the little Chinese spots and we'd order a chicken box and we get five wings and fries. Like, that's what it was called. They're like, yo, let me get a chicken box, and they give you five wings and fries. I thought that was universal everywhere except Jersey.
I don't know,
but I guess
I don't know.
I might just be in Baltimore. I'm just telling you, but that's what we used to say in D.C. I don't know what they did. I don't know what Baltimore did.
I mean, so I guess maybe, I don't know. If you're saying the D&D area, maybe, I don't know. Because I don't know what they do in Virginia either, so.
I ain't got no chicken boxes.
I just thought it was all just the literal term, you know what I mean, of what you were getting. You mean you were getting chicken came in a box. Like, just like you were getting chicken that came in a bucket.
Yeah, I don't know if my income level is just past chicken box orders, but I don't think I've ever seen chicken box down here in the South. DJ C. Sire, did you know what a chicken box was? Shout out to my sister, Sheeta. She texted me and said she ain't never heard of that term either. She's from this area. So maybe it's just a Baltimore thing. But, yeah, chicken box.
That said, I want everybody to stop
Baltimore
eating chicken.
Baltimore has a high black population, so it could be.
I want everybody to stop eating chicken. My local spot out here used to have the seven wings and fries for $5.99. I mean, that joint shot up. It's $8.99 now for the seven wing special.
Chicken
like, nah, we need to get that back down, man.
Nah. Oh,
that's cheap.
Nah.
That's cheap.
You mean trying to spend the extra dollar.
Look, that's cheap, man. Chicken wings have jumped up, man. I remember I used to get, you know, you used to be able to get a pack of chicken wings for $10 to $12, man. You pay $20 now.
That's what I'm saying, man. All y'all need to stop eating chicken wings, man. We gotta control these prices, man. We gotta do something about this. If everybody just hold on for a little bit, stay strong. Everybody stay strong and stop eating chicken for a little while. We get these prices go back down.
Yeah, well, hold on. We talking about the pack of chicken wings from the grocery store? What's going on?
Yeah.
Nah.
Man. Oh, T-Money. I'm sorry, T-Money. She said you use my real name. My bad. Don't nobody know you but me. And I'm extra. my bad, T-Money. Call in. Stop eating. But. Yeah, man, barbecues are just back to hot dogs and hamburgers now, man. And get some and shout out to all my vegans. Get some corn on there and some grilled asparagus. Look, and that's another thing you vegans be pissing me off about it. Y'all bring corn to throw on the grill that got hamburgers and hot dogs on it. You know you just want to taste a hamburger. That damn Whopper, that's unbelievable Whopper that they can't. It tastes like a burger. Then just fucking eat a burger. I think I've had this rant on here before, so I don't want to do it again. But no, you want to be vegan, you just want to eat vegetables, God bless you. Stop cheating. Stop eating stuff that tastes like meat. Just eat your vegetables and be happy.
Manipulation right there, yo. They manipulated them to think it tastes like something that they don't want to taste, but they really do want to taste it. So I made tofu taste like a real hamburger for you. That's your brain. I just manipulated you.
But Jack,
that's a lie, because ain't no way tofu tastes like a burger.
It's due to vegan.
Yo, what, the Neuralink can make a salad taste like a rack of ribs. Sign me up. You know what, Blur, I'm moving back in my position.
I'm there.
If you can make an apple taste like, if I can plug something in my brain that makes some fucking tofu or an orange taste like a bacon cheeseburger, sign me up. I'm in.
This guy psych your mind for real. That's all he's talking about.
Now and then.
What else you got, Blur? It's your show tonight. I'm not trying to take over. I'm trying to let you cook, bro.
Oh, well, let me ask y'all another question then. I put this in the chat for anybody to know. I didn't really explain it too well. On Spotify, and I don't know how many people, I think most of y'all are Apple users, so y'all probably use Apple Music. But on Spotify, they have a Kobe Bryant playlist. And that just got me thinking, like, I don't think Kobe would have signed off on half of these songs that are on the playlist under his name. Like, is that right? Like, is that fair or foul to have a playlist or anything dedicated to someone after they pass away, not knowing if they would have been down for it? Like, I look at some of the songs on the Kobe Bryant playlist and Spotify, and I'm like, yo, Kobe wasn't rocking to this. This ain't what Kobe stood for.
Who
made the playlist?
Yeah, if it was his wife or his daughter's.
Let me pull up. We'll see. They say who put this together.
And watch y'all background noise, because we can kind of hear feedback from the show. So watch y'all. Remember to put yourselves on mute. But, you know, while you're looking.
I don't know. It just says Spotify. It says 24 songs dedicated to the Mamba and Mambacita. R.I.P. Kobe and Gianna Bryant.
So is there any public record of, like, him saying in any interview that he rocks with a certain artist? Because if it is.
But like these is like some of these songs is like newer songs. Like some of them, like some of these, I can understand they're dedicated to him after his death. So like he ain't had no chance to find a hit.
Yeah, that's where that came from. I guess they songs that are dedicated to him. So that would could be considered on his quote playlist, I suppose.
Right. That's why I said artist. I didn't say like a song that wasn't around. I'm just saying so. But if he had any interview that said I rock with J. Cole. And then it had a bunch of J. Cole on the playlist, then you would just assume when he was here, he rocked with
right.
J. Cole because he said it, that, you know what I mean, then, you know what I mean, they're going to dedicate a J. Cole playlist to him. So I don't think that would be disrespectful. But if he out here and never mentioned Bia and shit, and then all of a sudden you got a whole playlist with her on there, like he would have rocked with her because we don't know, then I would have think that that's borderline, like, wrong, because they should have went to like his people to ask like what that kind of information was, so they can at least stand by that credibility.
But I think ultimately it sounds like we're saying that there's no respect for like people who passed on, right? Because they just took him right out the grave and said, oh, this is his playlist and he's been there for a minute.
And that's why I asked who did it. Like if this was something that, you know, like his wife said, hey, this is the type of music he worked out to when, you know, he was shooting in the gym. You wasn't with me shooting in the gym. That was a disrespectful but great lyric by Drake. He should have known he was going to get in trouble by Kobe Bryant's wife for that one. But, you know, or if his daughter did it, you know, like if this was the music that they used to listen to in the house together and all that stuff, then I get it. But if you're just using his name, but I don't know what Spotify gets out of it. Like, I guess you get more people. Are you really getting that many people more to Spotify? I wouldn't even know where to find that. Like, I guess I don't go on Spotify, but if somebody said, yo, they got this dead Kobe Bryant playlist, like, I'm not running to that.
Right now, just the FYI, it has 332,668 likes on the playlist.
That's why they did it.
332 likes. 332,000 plus likes. So that's people who listened to it and I guess liked it. Like, I don't believe Kobe was out here getting down to Pooh Shiesty. Pooh Shiesty.
Is somebody named Pooh Shiesty? I ain't never heard of Pooh. That's a great name.
You know Pooh Shiesty?
I know Pooh Shiesty, bro.
Oh, you know the song.
Is that Kodak Black?
This man said, is Pooh Shiesty another whole different name? It's Pooh Shiesty, Kodak Black. You just named two different
it
names.
Like would, it sounds like he would look like Kodak Black. Pooh Shiesty? Oh, yeah, I don't know.
New York Queen, man, what y'all think about playlists for Kobe after his death? Ironically, you know what song's not on this playlist, Kobe playlist, that I thought should have been? Kobe song. Why Kobe song ain't on his own playlist?
I think certain type of things, when people make songs, especially when people are alive, they throw around certain type of accolades. It's not even accolades. They just make certain type of shit, rhyme, stuff like that. I don't even know if the player signs off on it. At the end of the day, they could be like, yo, I shoot a three like Steph Curry. I don't even know if Steph Curry's signing off on that. Stuff like that. So I can't really say if Kobe would sign off on that, even if he was alive. Stuff like that. But at the end of the day, Kobe Bryant was an excellent player in the NBA. So, I mean, the reference is still going to be there. I think it's a certain type of respect level. But I really can't gauge that.
Steph Curry listens to DeBarge.
DeBarge got hit, though. He got certain type of hits though. But you could argue the same thing about Ja Rule.
Nah, Ja Rule got hits, B. Ja Rule got about 7 hits.
but is he going to stay? Is he still after Ja Rule's life? Right, he can't argue the same hit that he thought that he had. It's about other people. You know what I mean? It's about other people at that time. After his time passing, gone, no. You know what I mean? I don't wish no death on nobody. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if you're not here, somebody saying that, oh, okay, Ja Rule had hits back in his past life, I'm going to make a song about Ja Rule. Who's going to stop that?
I guess that's true.
Well, I think the thing, I mean, you can make a song about somebody. My concern is more with Spotify because, granted, I don't think they needed permission or authorization from Kobe Bryant, Vanessa, or anything like that because I don't think they're using his name, I guess. And I guess that's, if you're using his name, then you probably need permission to do so possibly. But, like, these are other people's songs. Some of them are about Kobe. Like, they got Lil Wayne got a song on here about Kobe, so that's on the playlist. I think Kanye got a song about Kobe, so that's on there as well. So it's not like they're not taking anything from Kobe. I guess they're using his name technically. So I doubt, like, Vanessa is getting any money from this, but Spotify is clearly getting 300,000 plus likes off this playlist alone. And I think it looks kind of nasty to me because I'm looking like some of these, like, he might have liked the Migos. He might have liked Uncle Murda. So I can see that, but other stuff I'm like, we don't know, so how y'all just going to put this man's name on that?
Well, hopefully Vanessa's getting some kickback. That I agree with you. It looks kind of bad if
probably
he's
not
using his name. Why are you saying
probably not?
Because
it costs us too much money to chase every penny that, you know, people were getting off of his name. So no. they might just take a chance and say, we're going to take a chance that she don't contact us.
Look, Kobe mama and daddy didn't get her money when he died. I'm pretty sure Vanessa got everything on lockdown. If there's a Kobe Bryant name being out there, and please, Vanessa, don't come get me. I enjoyed watching your husband play basketball. But I'm pretty sure she getting a kickback.
Oh, Nathan.
Yeah, they got people there. They got people on retainer for that. The normal
I agree with, like, maybe, because these rappers name drop all the time in these songs. So it's just like, maybe. It depends on the type of person. Just maybe. It really depends, because at the end of the day, you actually hyping that person up. I mean, you putting that person out there. So at the end of the day, you drawing attention to their name. I mean, that can generate revenue for your family or whatever. So I mean, it really depends.
My next question off that is, like, does it matter if Kobe didn't rock with some of these people? Because, like, they say, like, funerals and stuff like that are for the people, the grieving people. Maybe this is for the people who actually, even if Kobe didn't like them or didn't like their music, but he got, like, who over here? Rod Wave. I don't know who Rod Wave is, but maybe they're fans of Rod Wave and they're fans of Kobe. And it's like, yo, having this playlist is good for them. Because, like, it made me think about Prince. Like, people have had tributes to Prince and tribute concerts and tribute performances, but it's, like, well known that Prince didn't want that. Prince didn't want other people singing his music and putting on for him. But I'm pretty sure the Prince tribute concert and the Prince shows that people put on after Prince died helped other people, like, helped other fans of Prince. So it's, like, it almost made me think, like, you know what, Prince didn't like this, but you know what? It ain't really about what Prince liked right now. Because he ain't here.
And it's making money for his estate, too, though, because it's keeping his name alive.
And it's keeping that shit running, because that shit ain't free. You know what I mean?
But
like,
if Prince didn't care about that, like, I mean, what's the preacher man dude with the deep voice? I can't think of his name right now. He told Steve Harvey, like, yo, it ain't what you leave to your kids, it's what you leave in your kids. And Steve Harvey like, oh, you know what, that's right, I ain't leaving my kids nothing. They got to get it on their own. So I don't want any of my old jokes and stuff being played and that money going to my kids. They're going, you know what I mean? I taught them how to get it out the mud. They're going to do that. So don't play none of my old stuff. So now that I'm dead, you got to play my old stuff.
But unless Prince says, I don't want my estate being closed, or I want my estate to be foreclosed on, if he didn't make those decisions in his death, then it's up to other people. And you can't knock other people for using his name to keep that stuff. Like, I want to go see Paisley Mansion. I want to see all that pink shit. Or purple. Like, the mansion looks crazy. Like, it looks like a big compound. It looks like a mall, Paisley Park. I would love to go see it. It'd be a shame that if he died and people said, well, look, Prince ain't want none of this to be kept alive. So, you know, now it's all foreclosed on, and it's going to look like, you know, I go squat in there. Can we go squat in Princess Paisley Park? That sounds gay. Can we go squat in Princess Paisley Park? I have no problem with gay people. I just want to make that clear. I'm just saying. If you're going to go squat in another man's Paisley Park, that's terrible. But... you know, like you know, I don't expect my son to keep everything I ever had, but you know, if I became world famous, like at least, and people want to visit, at least make a museum so people can at least enjoy the influence I had. Shout out to DJ C Sign, she just inserted a chip in me. What? You're not supposed to do that. It's illegal. So, I don't know. So on you, Blair, what else you got?
Real quick, anybody else care? Like, everyone, I mean, MX, I don't think jumped in there now, or I think got New York to come around to the other side. Anybody else got anything else to think about?
Well,
I mean, the Kobe playlist
now,
being good for the people.
I just got this to say, because Beach Bum just sparked it. And I don't know if it's because I, you know what I mean, they took a couple puffs of the Magic Dragon, but what if what if, because technically, right, we are inserted a chip every single time we bust in a woman? And what if that's the chip that develops our conscious mind anyway? What if that's the chip? We're the host, and we're just putting it in women all the time, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, he's smoking that good.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you're saying our nuts
so
are burned from
women? How do they know where to go? Who told them?
The sperm?
Who told them where to go? Yeah. Who told them where to go? They just know to go there. They just know to find the egg.
I mean, I think it's one of those things where, you know, like if you nut in a woman's mouth, it's not like she can get pregnant. It's not like the sperm goes in there and says, let me find the egg. I think
exactly.
It's
you know why? Because they know where they need to be, though.
No, I think you know where you need to be. Like, I think you know.
How?
Because it's the reproductive organism. The
so
vagina
what I'm saying
is the reproductive organism. Just like when you bust in a girl's ass, you don't get her pregnant. It's like the sperm goes and finds the egg from there. You know the vagina.
That's my point.
The reproductive.
That's my point.
When you bust in a girl's mouth, the sperm goes swimming and they're disappointed that they're not in the vagina. Like, I think those are the disappointments.
Exactly. And then when they find the right host, in the right environment, they know exactly where to go. And you ain't telling them where to go. They just know when they're in that right environment, they know where to go to implant this chip.
So are we killing our sperm by busting in a girl's mouth because we're sending it directly to stomach acid?
Yes.
If we were trying to save our species, right, we would know how to implant the chip to clone more of us.
Look, and this is why we drink the 75 cent bummies from the corner store, exactly. Because if you're not ready for that, that's the real birth control, the 75 cent bummies, you heard? You know what I mean? Get that, you know what I mean?
What if you could take a woman's egg and insert it in your penis? I guess they would sell it to grow in a fallopian.
Yeah, but what would that do?
Like, your sperm would have, like, now your sperm will be fighting over one egg. So, like, a sperm goes in your dick and flows to your scrotum, and now you have all your nuts fighting over one egg. It's like 300, but, like, reverse.
Would that be conducive to even create an embryo? Would an embryo be created if that happened inside your life?
I would hope not. Like, you had an embryo in your nutsack. Oh, that would be bad.
Yeah, that would be awful.
I couldn't do it. I
feel like I was really
had elephantitis, though. Those dudes with elephantitis, them balls be huge. They look like they got a little baby inside them, motherfucker.
Good. You got to take me out. You got to take me out. You got to take me out. There's certain type of situations in this world. You got to take me out. If it was large spiders in this world, you got to take me out. If dinosaurs came back, you got to take me out. If I had a baby by my nutsack, you got to take me out. I don't care, bro. You just got to take me out. It ain't happening.
Nah, I seen them white people survive Jurassic Park. If dinosaurs came back, I feel like I'm good. I feel like I can outsmart them dumbass birds. That dumbass Tyrannosaurus ran away with a flare.
Look,
if
I got
dumbass
two left
out
knees.
Here, you could be my pet. I got mind control over you, Debo.
I got two left knees.
Bro, all you,
I ain't running
you
nowhere.
A laser pointer. Look, do you know that
laser
you can have a Tyrannosaurus erect with a laser pointer? Do you see the way he ran
it's
for that flare?
Yeah.
Hold up.
You know how much
the laser pointers cost at Office Depot? Nah, I'm not surviving that. No.
Nope.
Take me out.
Hey, but Beach Bomb, you know, shit didn't start getting real until a velociraptor learned how to open the door. Think about that shit.
Yeah.
So you think you surviving that. But you were surviving the first wave. You wasn't for surviving the second jump when they learned how to open doors. That's when this shit changed. They started figuring shit out quick.
And that was I hated that movie because of that. Like, they shut the door, Like, just hold the door shut. You're safe in the room. Put something in front of the door so they can't open it. These little white kids ran away and hid under some cafeteria trays and just waited. Like, you got in the door, you shut the door, put something in front of the door. They deserve to get eaten. I wish they died.
Yeah. Where did we come from? This is a crazy show. I don't know. We're all over the place. I love it.
You never know what's going to happen on the off ramp. You never know what's going to happen on the off ramp.
All right,
so yeah, I don't know if y'all saw. This was really shocking to me, but there's a high school professional basketball league, or a professional high school basketball league. I don't know how you want to say it, but. A professional high school basketball league. It takes kids, they said 15 to 19, but nobody on the team is 15 right now, or in the league is 15 now. They get paid $100,000 a year with chances to get to $1 million based off of performance bonus and other things like social media presence and things like that. They get equity in the company, but and they all right now it's only in Atlanta, like it's based in Atlanta. So all the kids had to move down to Atlanta. They all have apartments for them and whoever else is with them. They go to school there. They don't call their teacher. They call them learning something because it's like self-guided learning. But it's really just a basketball academy. Professionals, but you're giving up your college eligibility. Is this a problem? For me, when I first heard about this, I was like, yo, this is a problem. This is not a good idea, or I felt my initial reaction like, yo, this ain't a good idea, because you're gonna have these kids going there, and then after this, they can't go to college. But they made $100,000 a year for 2 or 3 years, so $300,000 out the bank, and they don't have any expenses because the league is paying for everything. Kevin Durant was like, yo, he's on board, he supports it. What do y'all think?
So you don't go first.
Go ahead,
Alexa. Oh, okay.
Dad, you go first. You're at the top of the list. Go ahead.
So you lose your college eligibility, right? That's the only downside?
Well, I think that and you're not getting a real education because you're not really there for learning. Like, I think they said they teach them life skills is what the dude said. Like, it's self-guided learning of life skills, which I guess is not a bad thing, but you're not getting a traditional high school education.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm on board with this. I think this is a genius move. Oh, sorry. Especially because now you got college players already getting paid, and so that kind of incentivizes people to go to college. But if I'm creating this brand and I'm getting sponsors behind it, and then – I get, because I'm pretty sure they got some kind of contract on a kid if they make it to the league or if they get picked up somewhere from a shoe deal perspective or a merch perspective. I'm pretty sure they're getting a cut of all this. So really they're just generating a next crop of entrepreneurs, because if you go there, you know that you're a brand, right? So you're the brand and all you're doing is telling me how I can market myself as my own brand. So that life skill stuff, a lot of people, these athletes going to college don't get that because they damn sure ain't studying nothing. They just there for one damn year, 2 years in most cases, and they out, right? Some go back, some don't, but the majority of them, though, that's like that. They, you know what I mean, they're not really going there and talking about they learned something, right? They're taking general education classes, people taking tests, whatever it's going to be. So this, way better than that, John. Damn, I ain't even thinking of that.
You don't have no problem with the age with 15-year-olds? I mean, being professionals?
Nope.
New York, what about you?
I knew you was going to come to me. I got to do more research. I got to do more research about that before I get my answer.
Actually, one of the star players, it's only 27 of them right now. They're only looking to have 30 kids at a time. Right now they have 27 kids. I think 7 of those are international players. One of the major dudes is actually from New York. And one of the things they brought this up, I'm going to go around everybody else, but I don't want to touch on this, because they said right now, kids who are serious about trying to get to the league or being top ball players, they're already changing schools every year. And they, well, I know for a fact they said Kevin Durant went to 4 different high schools when he was in high school. He went to a different high school every year trying to find or trying to make sure he got the best facilities or the best training and the best coaching so that he could be on the, so that he could be his best. So they're trying to provide that without kids having to transfer schools all year or every other year. Just the best trainers, the best facilities, and just the best support they can get for them to try to make it to the NBA.
And
Cuz, you on the line still, what do you think about professional high schoolers?
Professional what? Say it again.
Professional high school professional basketball players.
I think they're too young to be professionals. I mean, you mean if they leave high school and then go with, like, Bill Willoughby or, like, when they're young like that?
Blur's basically saying that these high school kids are basically going to get paid or going to get certain kind of contracts because they're so great.
I think they're too young. Unless they actually left school to be in the NBA, I think they're too young to get all that kind of money. Bill Willoughby, I mean, was a prime example of the poster child of what happens to young people when they go straight to the pros. I mean, kids.
Yeah, but they said they're
maybe
teaching them life skills, though. So, I'm getting life skills. LeBron went to the pros at 18 with no life skills. He had a high school education that taught him nothing about life.
That's
nothing
a good
about
point,
how they manage money, nothing about that. So I think that's the important part. These athletes,
okay,
but maybe
ain't relying on no damn ninth grade chemistry class. They're not retaining their ninth grade chemistry class. Kevin Durant and LeBron went right to the NBA. They didn't give a shit about calculus and pre-calc and geometry, right? What the hell? American history, all the high school bullshit class that we had to take. How much are you using to that shit now? Like, so if somebody told you how to run your own business and stuff like that, manage your money, estate planning, investment, all that kind of shit, now you go to the league, you a step ahead.
And actually, you make a good point. One thing to do, like the guy who started the league, he said, we're teaching them to be professional athletes. So that is one of the things to focus with about managing money and starting a business
league
and things like that, because that is their focus.
So I got a caveat right to that, right? So if, you know what I mean, at 16 years old, if that's what they want to do, they got that certain type of potential. Stuff like that. What else are they teaching them other than basketball? Because what if basketball don't work out? What if they get injured or something like that? What about investing their money into stocks or something like that? What about a different type of trade or stuff like that?
I mean, no other trade, but I'm sure they are teaching them about investment. And that was one of the things that the dude said when he was, because it's one guy who started, he helped start up the G League or create the, when it was initially called the D League, he helped the NBA create the D League. He helped like start up the WNBA. So he's been around basketball for a very long time. And he said when he was talking to people about it, KD, he was like, well, what if these kids don't want to go to college when they're done here? What if they don't want to do that? He's like, well, they just leave with $300,000 and they can do what they want. They have $300,000 in their bank account. And they're going to learn how to invest money. But, they're not learning, like, any trades. Their trade is basketball. So if something happens and they don't play basketball, they up $300,000, they better figure something out.
I mean, and you can use that money to go to school. So, New York, I got to push back on that, right? Because I used to be – I got told the same thing, right? Make sure you get a college education because what if sports doesn't work out for you? And then I got told really, really early, hey – you're really good at football, but you're not NFL good. So you're going to have to figure something out, right? But, like, when we look at these athletes and say, well, you're going to have a fallback plan. You're going to have to, in case sports don't work out. There's a whole lot of motherfuckers that go to college who ain't figure out shit. Like, they go to college. They don't know what they want to do. They graduate a bullshit degree. And they still don't know what to do. Like, just because basketball doesn't work out and they don't have a backup plan, don't mean they just going to end up like most of the people in this world anyway, trying to figure out what makes them happy. You got to figure out what makes you happy If sports make you happy, focus on sports. When sports ends, because you usually never get a chance, you never get to choose when sports ends. Sports usually ends you. When sports ends, hopefully you're smart with your money that you have a couple bucks, but even if you don't, find the next thing that makes you happy. There's more people who are unhappy working with college education than there are people who doing what they love anyway. Like, we got to stop putting this on athletes of you got to have a backup plan. No, the fuck you don't. All these people in the world don't have a backup plan.
Right.
Nobody got a backup plan. We trying to nut and either put a chip in a reproductive organ or have the nut die in stomach acid.
It almost sounds to me like the G League is preparing like these players who are really exceptional for the NBA anyway. That will feed into the NBA versus having these really exceptional players go into college and get girls pregnant and mess up their lives anyway. So that you're saying they're coaching them or they've got special kind of focus on kind of grooming them for like a professional career in basketball, then in a way, in that aspect, maybe it's not so bad.
So what I'm trying to say is that, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, if certain shit don't work out for you, always have that backup plan. You can never hurt yourself to have a backup plan. I mean, you don't have to finish college. You don't have to go to calculus and all this other stuff. Just have a certain type of backup plan. Like, if your main focus is to do athletics and do sports, no matter if you're doing, what, the G League, D League, whatever you do, just be prepared for that backup plan. Because at the end of the day, you know what I mean, you always got to keep your job. You have to be at an exceptional level to keep your job. But what happens if you get injured, right? Not even if you get injured, just whatever. They go with the better talent, and you get cut. So what is your backup plan? I'm just advocating for the people that just don't have that backup plan to just focus on that one drive and that one drive only. You gotta focus on multiple drives just so if that shit happens, just like me, I'm in the contracting world. You know what I mean? If my contract get cut, oh, if I wasn't planning for that shit to get cut in the first place and I put all my chips in this contracting world, I could get cut at any minute. So what happens if, okay, I'm in the contracting world, I'm feeling comfortable, this, that, and that, I don't have nobody to manage my money, I'm spending my money on shoes, this, that, and the third, clothes, or whatever. Now all of a sudden, I get cut from the contracting world. You know what I mean? I ain't got no money to survive myself, to survive or support myself. Now I got to rely back on my parents. I'm just saying that you got to have that backup plan regardless of anything that happens. Because anybody can teach you all this shit. Anybody can teach you all this shit in the world. But if you don't save for a rainy day and shit like that, you're going to fall back on a hard time. And it's going to be harder for you to get back if you don't save your money.
Right, yeah, don't you think that they're teaching them about the backup plan, though,
I think they are teaching them about the backup plan, but at the end of the day, you got to realize that you can teach somebody, but certain people are going to hear that, but other people are just going to go one ear and out the other. It'd be like, yo, I made the league. Fuck everything else. That's what I'm just saying. Everybody needs to have just my opinion. Everybody needs to have a backup plan. Save your money just for the rainy days, just in case. I mean, you don't have to have that college education. You can make it in the world without that college education. You can make it in the world without that degree. But at the end of the day, if you just betting on your plan A and you don't have nothing invested in your plan B, you're going to fall back on hard times. That's all I'm advocating.
So New York,
you guys brought it up. You might be right about that. That's like an old saying, you know, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And I think people have gotten away from planning for the worst. That said, when I was thinking about this, or the more I thought about this, I felt like it was only hurting the college level. And dude addressed it in his interview. He was like, look, we only got 30 players. There's plenty of high school athletes who are still going to go to college. There's still high school athletes who are going to skip college, go straight to the G League with the NBA. There's high school athletes who are going to go straight and try to play overseas. I mean, I think it sucks for any high schooler, you 15 or 16, they say, hey, look, you come with us, you can make $1 million a year, but you're losing one of your options, which is to go play for college, which for a lot of people is their best way of getting into the league, or at least traditionally has been you go play for Duke for a year, you're in the league. But you ain't going to have that opportunity. Once you come over with us, you don't sign with an agent, but you know, you're now a professional athlete, so you can't go play in college. So I do think that's the only downfall that I came with, was like they're losing their eligibility, and now this like 30 of the top high schoolers now can't go play in college. So I think the NCAA is losing out on that talent.
Man, fuck school. I'm too cool to go back.
If they're not going to Duke, then it don't even matter. Look.
No, that's all.
God. I don't know, man.
Charles Oakley came out of Virginia Union.
Shout out to the black schools. But you know, I agree with you, New York. You should always have a backup plan. I mean, you should never invest all your money in one thing, whether it be your plan A, plan B. I agree with you there. I just, whenever somebody says, yo, get your education so you have something to fall back on, I just look at all the motherfuckers I went to college who, including myself, who got an education and doing stuff that they don't want to do. You know what I mean? Like, that was our plan B. And shit still ain't. I mean, like, you know, but see now with my personality, I don't really complain on as much. But, you know, being an accountant isn't like, I don't wake up and be like, oh, I get to count other people's motherfucking money today. Like, I'm not excited about that. But, you know, it was my plan B. It helped create a good income and lifestyle. And with my wife's, you know, good job and all that stuff, we do all right. You know what I mean? But, you know, if you don't have to have a plan B. Now, you shouldn't invest. Yeah, you shouldn't just, like, try to become a professional athlete and just say, fuck it, I'm going to spend all my money. Yeah, I mean, get the savings account, you know, get a 403B, a 401K, an IRA, get all that stuff too. You can do that while being an athlete. And if shit go wrong, you know, at least you'll be able to take it out, even though you might get a penalty, at least, you know, to help you, you know, go over. But you look, even me and my wife, we both got our educations and got good jobs, and we both got laid off. And had a different.
So the question I got for you, Gunn, in New York, and M Extra, would you let your son? So your son turns 15. Say he's 15. He does his freshman year. He's on the freshman team. His freshman year in high school, OTE contacts you like, hey, we want your kid to come move down to Atlanta, be part of our 30. He's going to lose his college eligibility, but he's going to make $100,000 a year. For the
he
chance,
gone.
And you send it to him?
He gone. Go make that money. Go get that $100,000. You good. But see, I'm in a position where if it don't work out, he can come home. And we can reset, and we can fit. And once he get out that $100,000, I'm like, all right, you lose your college eligibility, but, you know, we can get you, shout out to my brother Fat Dude, we can get you some certs and come out making $100,000 a year. Like you, we can go into IT. You don't have to get your college degree to make good money in the IT field.
Yeah, and
make sure you send your kids if they contact you.
But would you say New York?
No, I'm saying the certifications go a long way. I mean, it really does. It really does. If you ain't got your college, I went through it. I mean, I'm in a project management position. They told me, like, hey, I'm shy 1 year of experience. I ain't got my college degree, but yo, their certifications helped me out a lot. They got me my position that I got to the day. You know what I mean? It really is. I mean, as long as you, at the end of the day, if you invest in your option A the same way you invest in your option B, but not even that, as long as you have the certain type of people that are behind you and can fund your education just like that. Like some people, like, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, at 16, 15 and 16 years old, you're not even thinking that far ahead. And some people have that, like, literally just have that fallback option. It's really good that they have that fallback option. They have people to support them, to, like, guide them in that certain type of way. Yeah, it really makes a difference. It really makes a difference.
So if they contact you about your high school son, hold on, I didn't get New York again. If they contact you about your high school son after his freshman year, say, hey, we want him to come down to Atlanta, be part of our professional high school league, are you letting him go?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm saying, yeah. If that's I'm never going to be the person that projects my feelings onto my son or to my daughter or anything like that. If they have the opportunity and they are willing to take that opportunity, I'm going to push them that way. You know what I mean? If that's something that they want to do, go ahead. At the end of the day, I'm going to support you no matter what. But if you fall back on your ass, at the end of the day, it's my responsibility to uplift you. So at the end of the day, you always got something to come back to if that shit don't work out.
DJ C-Sire, you let a little nephew go?
DJ C-Sire, I didn't want to say nothing. She was talking to me.
Am I sure you there? You let your little ones go?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's going to get a real education.
No, he's not.
Exactly.
Real education.
A real education.
You ain't never seen no chemist get paid 100 G's to pour something in a beaker. That motherfucker's going to get that money. Who?
My one sister works for Pfizer. She made more money than me.
Yeah, but how long did that take? Did she make it at 16? No.
She's
a loser.
Why not? You're dumb.
What's wrong with you black people? Why don't these white people make this money at 16? No. You don't think Trump Jr. made this money?
No.
I'm sorry, cuz. Go ahead. Now y'all pissing me off.
No.
There was just a story how a guy who, I forgot, he was in some other field, but he just, at the age of 43, became a doctor or something. So, like, yo, like, you can always fucking change your career if you want to. You don't have to do that shit when you're 15 to 18. Make the money. And if you want to be a doctor, then fucking go to med school. Go to college, go to med school. Like, you still, ain't no limit. There's no, like, limit to go to get your degree. There's people graduating with degrees at 50. Like, yo, go get it.
Exactly. We're online classes.
If I'm nice enough to do that, you know, I'm not, why are you starting me trying to put me in the chemistry class? Like, that's crazy. I'm in the league. I'm going to the league, Mom.
Thank you, Emma. That's why we family. DJ C. Siren, your mama just got her degree. Why you hate on son making 100 G's at 15? He can get a degree anytime. Your mama just got her degree.
$100,000 to go so
quickly.
No. You only get one chance in life to be 15 and 16 and 17. No, no.
Exactly.
No, no,
and you only
going to
have one chance at 15 to make 100 grand. And you send me the
Aaliyah got married at 15.
Let's not use Aaliyah as an example of what to do at 15.
You got one time in your life to make 100 grand. You got one time in your life to make 100 grand, and then that could turn into, like, what, a million-dollar contract?
It could turn into a big crack problem. No.
No, look, but it'll turn into a big crack problem. What? This ain't the '80s no more. Crack ain't being sold no more.
I use the word crack when it could be applied to so many different other addictive substances.
This is when the educated accountant has to come into this conversation. And you're all going to agree with me because y'all all have taken accounting classes. You've all had finance classes. You've all had a personal finance person.
$100,000 at 15 invested is going to make way more money than you getting your doctorate at 30.
But if he makes $30,000 when he's 25 because he can't do anything other than dribble a ball or throw it.
With interest, it still won't match the $100,000 that he can invest at 15. Because he's got 10 years ahead of him.
But not only that.
What is he doing?
If he's playing ball at 15, if somebody's willing to give him $100,000 at 15, he's
young,
not going to be a
young
doctor.
Young stars, the young actors and actresses that look at Kevin Campbell.
The amount of debt a doctor will have accumulated at 22 still won't compare to someone giving you $100,000 with no
debt.
Can
somebody tell me where Chris Cross is?
But at the end of the day, what about the endorsements? What about the stock opportunities? What about the investments at the end of the day?
Okay. All right. So maybe. Maybe
I think
the
money portion of it is legit, which Beach Bone Gun, New York, and actually are talking about. The one thing I don't know if you guys are considering is that what if they get there and they don't make it? Like, they're playing with some of the top, like, seven international players who have already been playing. They brought up Luka playing professionally overseas at 14 in the overseas professional league because that's what they do over there. And this is kind of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
version, what they're trying to create to be the U.S. version of that.
Oh, okay.
What happens if you move down there and you're now one of the top 30, or not even the top 30 because they don't have, like, the top athletes, but you're one of the 30 that make it down there, but you're riding the bench. Now you're getting your 100,000, but you're riding the bench. And so now you can't go to college.
You tear your Achilles.
And get a shot in college.
That is horseshit. Because if you're still getting $100,000, you can still – just hear me out. If you're still getting $100,000, if you're still –
$100,000
is
nothing.
Just let me finish because I got you. I promise. Because
okay,
I know
fine.
Athletic. If you're still getting $100,000 that you can invest in 15, and if you're still one of the top 30 at your position in high school, even though you may be riding the bench, a Division I AA, a Division II, or a Division III college who has a scholarship offer will say, hey, you might have rode the bench at this greatest school ever, but you can come here for free. So now
you can't come here now.
You
no, you can't. You lost your eligibility.
What?
No, you lost your eligibility, so you can't play. I'm not talking about the education or the money.
But
you want to go to the league. You're going there to be a professional athlete.
You're going overseas. You're going to the G League. The same.
Yeah, you go overseas.
How many people that come out of college riding a bench still going to the G League because they feel like they got a shot? How many people that actually
that's what I'm saying. You've been on the bench.
Well,
most people, I don't think if you're riding the bench in college, you're going to get too many looks at the G League. And overseas, you only get one or two Americans each team.
That don't ride the bench and don't make nothing out of their NBA career. Not everybody that gets drafted out here making it on the rosters, right?
Look, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, you can be, and they're not taking DeJuan Wagner or Mikey Williams or the other dude. They're not taking the top players. Ain't going. So then you got the next tier down, which I guess is them. So you get there, you ride the bench. The NBA scouts ain't saying you play because you're barely getting any run. The overseas teams ain't saying you play because again you're barely getting any run, and you can't go to a deep. You can't go to. Wake Forest and play because you're not eligible anymore.
All right, Blur.
No,
listen.
You can still go over
while you're riding that bench. While you're riding that bench, you're still getting life skills and you're still getting $100,000 riding the bench. You can go.
But
to
I
college,
want my best opportunity to go
the
to the league
and get no money. You're going to ride the bench in college, get no money, right? So you.
No, but I could transfer though. But I could transfer to Georgetown and be a star.
You can do that too, but guess what? After 2 years of college that you're not even going to care about because you're going to enter the NBA draft, right, which you just gave up your eligibility, and you can still get drafted and still sit the damn bench making no money. That's
I mean, I'm all for
week.
If I can enter the draft, I'll take my shot in the draft, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like,
but
and again, this is probably a rare minority of them, not all the people who are on that 30-person league, they can't go to college, And I think the ones who are in the bottom of that 30, they might be down bad. They're going to have to rely on that 100 down, 200 down, 300 down, and make it work with that, because I don't think they set themselves up.
Yeah, and just like Beach Bum just said, right, that 100 grand for 3 years, that's 300 grand, compound interest like a mug, you out here still good. And I just had to
But I can't,
the,
I can't
the,
walk
the,
across
the,
that stage
talking about 100 grand.
I can't put on my crispy white suit and shake dude's hand.
You're right, but yeah, hold
if
on,
you,
though.
If you
how did she even pay 100 grand ain't nothing? Though.
Look,
that's
look,
you know
look,
you know
what I mean? If you from Harlem, you still going to put on that crispy white suit, and you still going to walk across that stage like you that person. Like, at the end of the day, let's stop, because your appearance is everything, yo. Your first impressions ain't nothing like the second opportunity, you know what I mean? You got to look good to play good at the end of the day.
Yeah,
so y'all think, so y'all three who saying go, y'all think the 100,000 is worth giving up your eligibility or one of your opportunities? I don't even care about the eligibility. One of your opportunities, one of your pathways to the NBA.
Yeah,
look,
I'm
going to sell that
out
for 100,000 a year. I think that's
I don't
know my joke. I was going to make a joke about Harlem suits not being white but pink, but it's too late now. I got New York going to Roger Goodell in an all pink suit and some Tims that are unlaced.
Almost
he might lace them just for the occasion.
Because you got to show up. Because at the end of the day, you your own person. You your own person. You got to stand out. At the end of the day,
I can't think of the commissioner's name, but yeah, y'all would y'all willing to sacrifice that pathway to the NBA? Because I mean, you can if you get to Duke and you
NBA
blur, you're doing
45% of the players went to the NBA.
Hey, hold on. Go ahead, cause say it, cause we keep cutting each other off and we're having a good conversation.
Sorry,
but go ahead.
45% of the NBA G League players went to the NBA.
So
it's a 50-50 thing.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's why
you
go.
Look, and Blur, if you ain't good enough, fool, that you're getting 100 grand from, you ain't good enough to shake the man's hand anyway. Let's
maybe, but you know what I mean? I could get to Davidson and have one good year, be the next Steph Curry.
You might
Blur,
not be, but if you were the next Steph Curry,
although
you'd
I don't
be good
recognize
to,
any names,
you'd be
I,
good
I
to have all
right?
Are going to high school though, Blur. I mean, I think we need to hold this dude feet to the fire. He's absolutely going. You're not going to Grambling, bro. You're going to this high school, and you're like forget Grambling. Yeah, I'm going to this high school. I'm gonna get this money. Stop it. Stop it. I don't believe you.
See, and this is the thing, right? Because my nephew just made his freshman team, so I was thinking about this. And so, yeah, I put myself in a situation. Would I advise my nephew to next year go to this league? Now, my first thought was like, yeah, get this money. Worst case scenario is you play your 3 years down here. You can't go to college, but you've already had your three high school – 4 years, you had your three high school years, and you had your 1 year so that you can go to the NBA. NBA don't pick you up. You keep playing it. A lot of people try it overseas, like Kobe's dad was overseas. Like, you keep trying it, but if it don't work out, it don't work out. You got money. But I'm still – there's still that thing in the back of my head, like, yo, you are missing out on the opportunity because I can't remember a homeboy name who skipped – the first dude, I think it was from New York, who skipped the college and went overseas to play. I mean, he made it to the league, but he didn't have a long career. I mean, you are giving up that one pathway to the draft.
So are you saying are you saying you're an advocate for that plan B now, Phil?
I'm always an advocate for the plan B. I was with you on that one. Always, I said, like, you plan for the worst. You hope for the best, but you do got to plan for the worst. I was with you on that.
Blush, so you not going?
Me personally, I would go. I would go. But I put myself in a situation. I have a 6'3 nephew who just made his freshman league, his freshman team. He struggled with grades. He struggled with school like his whole life. I mean, so, and I mean, I doubt he makes it to this level where they looking for him. But if they do, when I tell him, hey, yeah, go ahead and go. Don't worry about your college eligibility. Go ahead and put all your eggs in this one basket.
So what I'm saying to you is, all right, yeah, I mean, okay. So if he struggled with school, he trying to go to the NBA, whatever it is. He's the breadwinner. Are you gonna help him with school? If that's a fallback opportunity, what about the papers he got to write? If he's not eligible to write, and I'm not even saying that, not even no type of disrespect or whatever, what if you write papers better than he does? Are you going to take on that responsibility to write his papers better than he does? Are you going to peer review them?
Are you talking about after, like, I mean, if he don't make the league and he got to go to school to get a job?
No, I'm just saying. Are you going? Yeah, that's what I'm saying for you, for your responsibility. Because at the end of the day, if he's going to be the breadwinner, and if he doesn't make that league in a certain type of situation, yeah, you know I mean, and
well,
you write
if you struggle with
better
school,
than he does.
I'm always going to tell people, like, if you struggle with school, college ain't for everybody. It ain't like now. If you're going to college just so you can play college ball, then do that. But if you're not trying to go – and I mean, just speaking for my own, my nephew, he's probably not going to go to school. He's not trying to be a doctor, and then he'll probably be a tattoo artist like his dad. I mean, he'll probably do something with his hands. I mean, his grandpa made a great living, I mean, working with, like, being a contractor. So he'll probably be like a general contractor or something like that. And if he got $300,000 to start his own business, he up. I'm with that.
Hey, I got my neighbor in. We'll just call him Eagle Fan tonight. Eagle Fan, you got any comments on what we're talking about? Have you been listening?
Hey, this is Eagle Fan. First time listener. Came in at an interesting topic. I just came in about 5 minutes ago talking about what I heard was $100,000 at call it junior, senior year in high school versus taking that money and going to college, right? And I'm thinking,
right.
let's assume that there's a little bit of money to pay for college, but you say you don't take the 100, and I don't know. My gut is, as long as, let's say you net 100,000, as long as you got someone to trust and not rip you off and take in all your money, you know, you invest 100,000, you theoretically should be able to double that every 6 or 7 years conservatively. However, you're 15, you're 16, you're 17, the reality is you're probably going to want to spend a lot of that because you probably didn't have it, and you're going to probably want to enjoy it. But let's assume that someone's completely disciplined and they take that money. College ain't for everyone. And even if you're good at a skill and you don't go to trade school, like you said, become a tattoo artist, you use like 20, 30, 40 grand of that to capitalize a business. And well, now we're talking, you know, too much emphasis on college. Whoever was saying, like, who's going to do their paper? Someone's not academically inclined and doesn't have the goods to go to school like that. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's take the money and run. But statistically,
that's what I said.
Ain't going to be in the, you're not going to be in the pros
school.
For long. Right.
That's what I said. Fuck school. Take the money. You can always get an education. They have.
You can always go back. Right. You can always go back. You just can't. You know, if it's call it, assume it's basketball. You're not going back. You forfeited your eligibility because you're no longer an amateur, right? But you can always go back to school, and you know, and a lot of people that go back to school as older adults, meaning 25, 30, that have already had like a job, they statistically will stay in it if they don't have distractions like kids
pussy.
That they didn't anticipate. If they stay focused and get it done, they can do it and they can make it work. And we see it.
Well, my option A or option B is simply not necessarily college versus. I think this is a better option than just going or this or not going. I think yes, by anything you take this. I guess I'm saying, are you trusting this as a pathway to a professional NBA career as opposed to going, staying in a traditional high school and keeping your eligibility to go to any college for 1 or 2 years and getting into the NBA? Would you bet this option over that option if your goal is to get to the NBA?
Well, what's the value
if
of
the ultimate
college?
Goal is to go to the NBA, you got to take the chance of going into, like, a development league. If I think the conversation, and I'm sorry that I came in late, but if we're talking about basically the farm league, like baseball for basketball, hell yeah, you go to the development league. Because, and I don't know the statistics of someone was saying the amount of people that come out of the D league. I imagine the NBA D league is a hell of a lot more elite and competitive than blue chip programs, you know, and college basketball. Right. So if someone's given the chance to get paid $50,000, $100,000 a year or less, but yet they've got the goods where they're always going to be in front of the NBA scout. So they weren't D-League where they were out of college, went to a pro team and then kind of demoted, but right out of high school going to a D-League, hell yeah, take that chance. Because if you wash out of the D-League and never make it to the NBA, again, you can always go back to school, but it's all about what's the discipline and the lifestyle, and, you know, you're blowing your money every year, or you actually, like, socking some of it away. But if your goal is, if we're talking about this conversation is someone who's 16, 17, a junior, and they're basically getting recruited by all the top colleges, but they're saying, like, we can go to the NBA D League. If my kid had that opportunity, I'd be like, go to the D League, you know, because if you're that good, I think that, you're gonna make if you go to the top tier Division I college, you're making money for the college, not for yourself. So, but I mean, if the argument is get an education, okay, sure, you know. But I think we've already established that the person isn't academically inclined.
Hey, I don't want to say your name. I love you, bro. Hey, we all from 9/11. You way too late to go this deep. We got to get the hell out of here. Hey, Blur, close us up. We only got about 3 minutes. Eagle Fan, call in next week, and we let you go as long as you need. We got to get the hell out of here. Hey,
there
Blur,
was no tennis league tonight. There was no tennis league tonight, and the Steelers game sucked. So I was like, what's going on tonight?
Oh,
I mean, Kanye West and Drake got a concert on Amazon. Go ahead and check that out. You know, Free Larry Hoover or whatever. Extra, any last words from you?
Yo. Justice Moe's guilty, and that's crazy. We got to talk about that next week. I had it on my list, but I was letting Blur cook tonight. We got to talk about Jesse next week.
All right, so Noah Mesher, cuz, any final words from you on the way out?
Cuz, he calls you.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, I think he came in with some good thoughts, Eagle fan or whatever, Eagles, whatever he called you. Thank you. This is a good conversation. I look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Cool.
Thank
love
you.
Eagles fan, thanks for joining us. I'm going to give my parting shot, you know what I mean? Shout out to Beach Run Gun letting me fill in as host today, you know what I mean? Much love and respect. Thanks for everyone for calling in. Kept a live conversation. I mean, everybody stayed on the line. New York was participating the full way through, man. Gotta love it. Talk to y'all next week. New York, man, it's all you.
Oh, let me get my last 2 words. I'm gonna do my New York impression. Yo, yo, yo. Make sure that when y'all inserting them chips, that you know, you if you wanna do the procreation and bring world, you do it in the vagina. But if you want your chips to die in the bat of fiery hell, you put it in the butt. Other than that, y'all be safe. All right, that's my New York Dog impression. There you go. Blur, it's all yours. You call New York, you know. I just want to do my New York impression.
Yo, look, at the end of the day, yeah, my fault. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Blur.
Oh, no, I was tagging you in, man. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Look, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, beware of this neural implant, you know what I mean? This is the age of the red pill and the blue pill, you know what I mean? But all pills got side effects. So choose wisely, B. At the end of the day, take your education seriously. You know what I mean? If you have that good look, take that opportunity, B. But always have a backup plan. You know what I mean? Have somebody in your corner to invest your money, save your money at the end of the day, because you don't know when you're going to fold on hard times, especially with this economy is collapsing right now. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, stay safe. You know what I mean? Put your mask on. The Omicron variant is going on. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all take y'all booster shots or whatever. At the end of the day, we see y'all next week.
Real talk, final words. My bad, I had to jump back in here. We talked about people losing their hearing and implants. Great movie. The Sound of Metal is about a metal rock band dude who loses hearing. Don't want to give it away. Check it out anywhere you can. Sound of Metal.
Foxy Brown said, fuck that dude.
Oh, dude, this guy really good. Let's brush out, let's brush.
She said, yeah, you better come out with it. Go ahead, girl, we got to surround me. I'm in the back, changing my outfit.
Bruh.